30 years ago, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, a group of young California musicians, headed to Nashville to record an album of traditional country and bluegrass tunes with some of their heroes, including Doc Watson, Roy Acuff, Mother Maybelle Carter, and Earl Scruggs. The result was an album titled Will the Circle Be Unbroken? It was a historic meeting of older established musicians and younger players on their way up, and it introduced traditional American music to a new generation. Capitol Records has reissued the album as a compact disc. Band members John McEwen and Jeff Hanna stopped by NPR to recall those 1972 sessions. Hanna says they had already been playing the older musical styles.
And, I think that it, as a result of us playing some bluegrass and eventually getting to meet Earl Scruggs and his family, it snowballed from there.
The Dirt Band had gotten together as a bunch of guys that were playing folk music. And as we dug into it more, and we were mixing it all together in this kind of new country rock sound that people were calling what was coming out of L.A., and we ended up in Nashville with Earl Scruggs' family coming to see us, which we didn't really believe was going to happen, but they showed up. And that led to me and Jeff going to see Earl 6-8 months later down the road in Boulder, Colorado, and asking him if he'd play on an album with us. One of our first jobs in L.A. as a band was opening for Merle Travis at the Ash Grove. 2 weeks later, Doc Watson was playing the same club, and we asked Doc, well, it was more like, Doc, we're making an album with Earl Scruggs.
Yeah, right.
I wanted to know if you'd want to be there, and Doc said, well, if Earl's going to be there, count me in.
I'll start it out like this.
I would think the really tough one would be Roy Acuff.
Well, you know, that's where Bill McEwen came in. We had the beginning of what we thought was just going to be us recording, you know, having Doc and Earl guesting on our record. And Bill said, well, let's do a whole project. Let's do a whole album of you guys playing with your musical heroes. And he had read somewhere that Roy Acuff had this quote in a magazine that said, I'll play real country music with anybody, anywhere, anytime.
He said, let's find out if he means it.
Let's see if he means it, yeah.
The days and nights are growing longer since first you said that we must part. But now I know I can't forget you.
Then you got Mother Maybelle Carter, and that puts you back at the creation. And the Carter family might have been the first people ever to record.
Earl Scruggs gave us the real inroad to these people, like Maybelle, Jimmy Martin, and as he said when he called and says, I found the fiddler, and we said, well, is a guy named Vassar, I've never heard of him, can he really play all these styles? And Earl said, he'll do.
He was on just about every cut.
Yeah.
Every cut. He's the fiddle player.
What you guys did for them, for these old timers, was probably greater than what they did for you.
Well, no, they showed us what could be with music, and we opened a new door for them is all.
You gave them a much bigger audience than they had.
Well, we're really proud of that. You know, that's something we're really grateful for to this day.
We got to give Maybelle Carter her first gold record.
That's incredible. I mean, she was recording like 1920 or something.
Just they weren't tracking them like that, you know.
And she sounds so good on
here.
Oh,
she's wonderful.
Even though it was very late in her life.
leading into Keep on the Sunny Side is a great, I think, a wonderful 4 minutes. It just shows the total insane. Jeff's going, yeah, I think there's four people singing. No, there's eight. No, there's nine. Okay, what's that microphone set on? Earl's saying, well, my picks, I may not wear them on this song. And Maybell's going, well, I don't know. Who's going to start this thing? And it all just kind of melted down into Keep on the Sunny Side, a beautiful recording.
Maybell, do you remember the old ending you folks put on that thing?
I know I started, on the old record, I started it like this. There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view.
This album is not necessarily Jeff and me, or Jeff, or the Dirt Band. It's everybody's album. It's definitely, if those people hadn't been on it, we wouldn't have had much of an album, right? You know, it was definitely a group effort. And it was us getting to play with our heroes, you know. But the thing that it is becoming, to get outside of it and talk to these people that for years have come up to him and me and said stuff like, this changed my life, or I got into radio because of this. It's becoming like a part of American culture in the way that Citizen Kane or Wizard of Oz or Music Man, you know, various things like that. It's one of those things you a lot of people will grow up with.
John McEwen and Jeff Hanna are members of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Their recording, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, has been reissued on CD.